What was it like when you were a child? Please tell me about your families and the things you did together.
I came from a very big family. I have 7 sisters and 2 brothers. I am the 4th oldest, and it was fun growing up. We had to share a lot of things. We had to share the chores, share bedrooms, share bathrooms. There was a lot of us, so we had to share a lot of things, but it was really fun, and I miss my brothers and sisters. The things that we did together, we went to the park a lot. My parents would take us to the park in the summer, and we would go swimming or just picnic mostly every weekend. And then when we're at home, before dinner time, we'll go outside and we'll play together. We'll play all sorts of games.
What kinds of games did you play?
We played baseball, we played dodgeball, we played jump rope, and we played hide and seek.
Please describe them in detail.
When we play baseball, it would be anybody. We used to live in apartments, and it would be whoever wanted to play, not just my family. So it could be my cousins or our neighbors, and my dad would play with us too. And then this is baseball, and then we'll break up into teams, and then we would play, and it was really fun. Really fun. I forgot we also play badminton. Badminton is kind of like tennis, and Chase played with me before too, and that was fun too. It's always fun in the summer. The summer was fun, especially when we live in apartments. We played with the whole neighbor. That was really fun. What else did we? Oh, when we played jump rope, it's kind of like rubber band. And usually, sometimes the boys will play with us, but usually it's a girls' game. And we would hold the rubber band and just jump to see who can get past the rubber band over holding the rubber band. I don't think Chase has played this with me, huh, Chase?
No.
No, and I don't think I want to play rubber band now either. I can't jump that high anymore. And then, what else did I say we play, Chase? I don't remember. We played a lot of games, though. Dodgeball, and you guys all play dodgeball, so you should know how dodgeball is played. But the cool thing is that my dad would play with us. My mom, she wouldn't. She'd be watching, but she wouldn't play with us. And then this would be like the whole neighborhood from, you know, friends that we go to school with. Anybody. My brother used to have this little, this Caucasian boy named Josh, and his sister's name is Nicole. We were in the same grade, and then they would come over and play with us, too, and it was really fun. And then, you know, hide and seek. Everybody play hide and seek. The one game I forgot to mention is Red Over, and Chase hasn't played that game, and we weren't allowed to play that game after a while because you would get hurt. And the way to play Red Over is... is you would break into 2 groups, and you would hold your hand, and you have to say that, and then send somebody over, and they're going to have to try to run between your 2 hands and try to break it apart. If they don't, then they're on the other side's team. And if they do, then they get to take 1 person back to their side. Maybe one of these days we'll play it, but it's kind of dangerous. Maybe when we go back to Fresno and there's your aunties and uncles, and then we'll all play together. It'd be really fun. So those are the games that we played. Did I forget anything, Chase? We didn't play games. We did, a long time ago, I remember they used to put cartoons on after school, but I noticed that they don't do that anymore. We used to watch cartoons sometimes, but mostly in the summer, we were outside running around playing until dinner time. And sometimes even we have dinner early, right after dinner, we would go, in our homework, we would go out and play until dark. So it was really super fun. I know we don't do that as much anymore. It's kind of different now because, you know, with all the video games and computer back then, we didn't have computers. And it was like the first Nintendo that came out. I remember my cousin having one. We would play Mario Brothers, the first Mario Brothers. Only sometimes. Not as much as nowadays the kids do.
What other memories do you have to share with me?
Other memories to share with you? I have a lot of memories. I always tell Chase and them about how... in our culture, we really don't celebrate Christmas. But when we came to this country, we celebrate all the traditional holidays, such as Thanksgiving and Christmas and Valentine's Day and all of those. And, you know, none of those are in our country. We don't do any of those. But the one memory I always tell Chase and them is that when we were younger, my dad would put up the tree when we're all sleeping. And tomorrow morning, we would be so amazed at this beautiful tree. And that, you know, back then, there's a lot of us. You know, my parents didn't have any money. And we would get, like, socks or, you know, dollar toys. And we were so happy. So different from my own kids these days, who expect so much from us, from parents. Right, Chase? I've told you that story before, huh?
Yeah, huh?
But then most of my memories are with my parents. And not just my parents and my own sibling, but, you know, in our culture, it's our whole, pretty much our clan, my cousins and my first cousins and second cousins. And we would do all these, you know, just going out together. Picnic was the big thing then. And that's the one memory. And I do share a lot of my memory with Chase, but too long to put in this interview. Chase, do you have any questions for me?
What was your happiest moment,
too? My happiest moment? My happiest moment was, I have a lot of happy moments when I was a kid, right? Was when I was in fourth grade, and back in my old school, Mineral King in Visalia, California. If you know, learned all your times table, you would get this little trophy, and I worked so hard on it. I worked so hard on it, and then after so many tries, I can't remember how long, but I got a trophy. I earned that trophy for learning my times table all the way to 12. I was so happy. So proud of myself.
Okay. What was the saddest moment?
My saddest moment? I think my saddest moment is when my grandma passed away. That was my saddest moment. That would be your great-grandma, who you guys didn't know, but that was my saddest, that was the saddest moment growing up.
Where were you born at?
Ooh, where was I born? I was born in Laos. I don't know what town. It was during the war, and I was born by the waterfall. So that's how they identify places back in our old country. So whenever I ask my mom, they don't know the town, but they always go, oh, you were born by a waterfall in Laos. Anything else about that? I came to this country when I was 3, back in 1980, so I was very young. So I don't remember anything back in Laos. I don't remember the culture. I don't remember how it was, what the war was like. I don't remember any of that things. I do remember the first thing was, the first state we came to when we came to this country was Rock Island, Illinois. And I'm pretty sure it was in the bad part of town. We lived there for maybe about 1 year, and it was, you know, our house got broken into. I'm pretty sure there was a lot of things going on, but I always remember most of my friends were African Americans, and the funny thing was I didn't speak the language. I didn't speak English, but I would play with these kids, go to school with these kids, and I remember, you know, we communicated by playing. I don't remember speaking to them in English because I didn't know how. I just spoke Hmong, so I didn't know how. And then I remember that back from Rock Island, Illinois, when I was in preschool, and always buying snow cone for our next door neighbor, even though my parents say, don't go and buy any. And then we would get in trouble every time we would go and buy some. And then we moved to Long Beach, California, very bad part of town. Preschool there also. I remember it was really interesting. You know, I do remember people being mean to us because we didn't speak the language and because of our culture, the way we look. I have learned to overcome that. That's why I teach at David Reese. I love the diversity at our school. And then we lived in Long Beach for about a year or so, and then we moved to Clovis, California. And then that's where we lived for a few years before we moved to Visalia, and then back to Fresno when my grandma got sick. And then I married your daddy and moved up to Sacramento. Any other questions, Chase?
No.
That's it?
Yeah, I think.
Okay. So I think, is this it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.